Why? To call Mesakin Mona, it looks like you're fixing up a kli. That's an issa. Rashi says the Mesakin Mona, achas hoisa, before it was only 1 week, the yoisa is a shtayin, now you make it into 2 weeks. So Mora asks, Bor namiko Mesakin Mona, why does the Mishnah say you're allowed to cut it with an air, with a fire, you're allowed to cut the wick into two? Look where it also looks like you're making 2 weeks out of it. So Gemara says, Tony Rebbe Chiya, choitcho b'or b'pi shteiners. That you're allowed to cut it with fire in the middle, it means that both sides are in a nair. Like Rashi says, "Bepish teneris, noisen shnei rosher b'terch teneris." The two ends of the wick is in two different like candlesticks, in two different nairis. Sensorik lahad likon kachas. If you want to light it like once now, umadlik piemsi, light it in the middle. Loi mucha tleskune mona mechavan. It doesn't look like you're going to fix the kli. Ela lahad lok. It looks like you're going to light it. So since you're lighting in the middle, and by itself now, when it breaks in the middle, each one comes to be its own nair, it doesn't look like you're going to make a kli, it just looks like you're lighting this wick, therefore it's mutter. Whereas when you take a knife to cut it in half, there it looks like you're making 2 wicks out of it. The Gemara says weiter, Omer Rav Nosin Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Moichten es hapsila b'yomtif. You're allowed to like clean off the wick on yomtif. That's called moichten. Gemara asked the kasha, my moichten, what does it really mean, moichtin? Omar Rav Chanina bar Shalmiya mishmei derav la'adu yechushcha. But to take off the blackness. So Rashi says, kishinas is b'roisha pecha mavira. When on the top of the wick, you know, sometimes it becomes a black spot there like, so you want to knock off that black spot, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Rashi says, la'adu yechushcha, to take off. It's not called tikkun mona, it's only called making it a light better, that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. But Tony Bakaporo, we learn from Bakaporo, Vov Devorim Nemru B'Psila. There are 6 things that were said about B'Psila, about the wick. Gimel Lahachmir V'Gimel Lahokil. 3 things were said to be Machmir, and 3 things were said to be Mekel. Lahachmir, what are things to be strict about? En Goydle Nois Lachatchila. You're not allowed to twirl it together, like weave them together, to make a wick on Yom Tov. En Goydle Nois Lachatchila B'Yom Tov. You can't twirl it together on Yom Tov. And you can't like scorch it once with fire. In other words, the way you make a wick good is first you light it once and then you take it out and now it can light very good again. So that's also called like a tikkun mona that you can't do on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to cut the wick into two. It also looks like you're making a kli. These are the 3 things lahachmir you're not allowed to do with a wick. What about lahokil? What's the 3 things lahokil? Mimacho biyad. You're allowed to push it down with your hand. Rashi says, tikkun kalach yadu, like smooth it down and make the wick better in your hands, roll it in your hands, press it down with your hands, that's alright. V'sherei b'shemi, you're allowed to soak it in oil. V'choit chob'or, b'pi shtein eres, like we had before. You can cut it in two if the 2 ends are in and there, and now you light the middle of it, it doesn't look like you'd be misakin a kli, that's mutter. V'yomarav nosin bar abba, omarav. Asirei Bovel, the rich people of Bovel, you should know, Yoredim Gehenim Heim. They're going to go down to Gehenim. So Rashi says, Sheinim Arachmim Lasle Tzedakah. They don't have Rachmonah if they don't do enough Tzedakah. Kiho de Shapsoi Bar Marinus. Ikloi Le Bovel. This person, Shapsoi Bar Marimus, went into Bovel. Boy Minayu Isko. Voloyoy Vole Mizoyni. Voloyoy Vole. So he asked them, Isko, Rashi says, Choral is Takil Machtischar. Like he asked him, help me out, give me a job, let me go into business, help me out with business. And he says, v'loyoy v'loy mizayni, v'loyoy v'loy, and like this, boy minayu iska, he asked him, like, give me a job to do work, v'loyoy v'loy, they didn't give him, mizayni, give me some food, mezen nami lezenu, they didn't even feed him. In other words, they didn't have rachmanis on him, they didn't feed him, so therefore they can go down to Gehenna. Omar hani me'er of Rav kosi, these are the people that come from the air of Rav. Because the pasuk says in Devarim, "V'nosam l'cho racham nevricha mecha." That means kol hamaracham ala brius. Whoever has rachamonis, whoever has mercy, pity on other people, the yedua shumizara shel Avraham Avinu. Him we know he's a Jew. He comes from Avraham Avinu. But v'chol mi she'ena maracham ala brius, somebody that does not have rachamonis, does not have mercy on other people, the yedua we know she'ena mizera shel Avraham Avinu. He is not from the zera, from the seed of Avraham Avinu. The yomarav nosam bar abu omarav. Kol hametzaper al shulchan acherim is oilam choshech badai. Whoever hopes and waits for other people to help him out, that's called his metzaper al shulchan acherim. It's a black life. It's a hard life. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Noided hu lelechem ayo yoda, kinochin biyoda yoim chashoich. Like someone that has to come upon other people for his bread, it's like a black day, it's bad. Rav Chizda Amar, af chayev einam chayim, his life is not called a life either. A person that has to rely on other people is not called a life. Tana Rabbonim, go to the Brice like this. Gimel, three people, chayeyem eina chayim, their life is not called a life. V'yelo hein, ha-metzapu l'shulchan chaveroi, someone that hopes and waits for his friend to help him out, to give him things. Omi shishto meshelos alov, someone that has a wife that rules over him. Omi shiyasurim moishlem begufay, someone that has a lot of pain, the yasurim are coming into his body. V'yeshremim, or some say, af mi shein loy elecholak echot, someone like that's so poor, he only has one clothing, that's also ein l'chaim. For Tanakam, what does Tanakam hold? No, he could keep it very clean. Even though he has one thing, he'll keep it very clean. He doesn't have to feel like he doesn't have a life. But the other people, their life is not called like a life. Mishnah says, Vaita, Ein Shoivrin Esacherish. You're not allowed to break an earthly kli, like a pottery. The Ein Choitchin Hanir, or else you can't cut paper. Litzlois Boy Meliach. In order to roast a salt fish. So Rashi explained, when you want to roast this type of a fish, like you don't want to put it directly on the fire, because the fire will be too hot, it will burn it. So around the fish, you put some earthly kli or else some paper. So you're not allowed to cut or break these things on yontif, because it looks like you're making a kli. Like Rashi says, kishetzolin dogim, when you go to roast this fish, ala eskalom, shekern, a type of a fire pot, is choytchin kanim, oikashi, boilim, oishervin, chorosim, you cut something and put it around the fish first. Or you put it around the oven first, and there's an order that the fish should not come in direct contact with the hot oven, so and it will burn up the fish. Therefore, you want to cut these things to put it around the oven, around the fish. It's also to do on Yom Tov, like we'll see in the Gemara, because it's called being misakin money, like fixing a kli. It's called you're fixing something. Fight of the Mishnah says, V'yein gorfin tana v'kirayim. You're not allowed to clean out an oven, a tana v'kirayim, or else a pot range. Means if part of the sides caved in and there's some like plaster there, you're not allowed to clean it out on Yom Tov. Again, because it also looks like a Masakin Mona. If you can't clean out Tatana of the Kirayim, Abu Mechavshin, but you're allowed to just press it down. The Rashi says, Mashkivin as Eifer v'yofer sheicholuk. You can just press it down if you want. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, V'ein makifin shteichovius. You can't put side by side two jars, like two barrels, lishboi salei masakadera, in order to put the pot of food on top of them. So Rashi says, Makifin means Mekarvin Zuetzu, to put one next to another. And on top of this, like to put, like it's like building a little bit. You're like putting the Kedera on top of it. Rashi says, V'or Bein Shtei Hachovius. And the fire is in between the two barrels, there's a fire. So you're like making an oven, like a cooking place here. That in between the two barrels is going to be the fire. And on top, you're going to put the pot. So you're not going to make this on Yom Tov. It's like building. V'yein semchin es hakadera bibekas. V'yein semchin means you can't like put your pot on top of the bibekas, on top of this wood, v'chein bedelos, on top of a door. In other words, Agrashi says wood, you only have a right to use wood l'hasoka for burning purposes. But for other things, it's like muksa. So you can't use these beams or these doors just to use to be semch to put the pot down on top of them. Not just on putting the pot on top, you want to be mishtamish, you want to use the wood for this purpose. You can only use wood for burning purposes and not for other purposes. You're not allowed to lead your animals, like to drive your animals with a staff on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're allowed to. Even though you're leading your animals with a staff, with a makel, still it's mutter. And Tanakama holds no. We'll see in the Gemara why. The Gemara says, my timer, what's the first reason of the Mishnah why you can't break this kli cheres, or this niya to be able to roast the fish, mishum to come a sakin mona. Because it's called you're fixing up a kli, you're like fixing this a kli to use to be able to roast the fish on. The Yangor Fintana Vikirayim, you can't clean out either on Yom Tov your tana that became a dirty from the plaster that fell in, or kirayim, you're like stove. Tony Reb Chia Bar Yosef, Kai Midr Rav Nachman. V'miyev shal afois, elim ken gorfoi, let's say the only way you could use the oven now was only by first cleaning it out. Then you should know muta, then you're allowed to clean it out even on Yom Tov. So Rashi says, Kreb Yuda, it goes like Kreb Yuda Shita holds that a machshiri oichon nefesh is also doicha Shabbos. So therefore, you're allowed to do this even on machshiri oichon nefesh is also doicha Yom Tov. Therefore, it's mutter to clean out the oven if you can't bake any other way. So the verse is weiter, deveisuha de Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya's wife, nofol lo aricha betanuru, biyom atovo. When she was using her oven on Yom Tov to bake like bread, aricha brick fell into it. So Rashi says it means chatzin levein, a half of a brick, fell off the walls of the oven and went inside it. So Omar lo Rabbi Chiya, so Rabbi Chiya told his wife, Chazi, look, the yanor riftum al yisabina. I want a very good bread. In other words, like Rashi says, Garfi atani, you're allowed to clean out the tanner. In other words, since you can't bake it any other way, we hold like Yab Yehuda l'alocha, that even makshir yoichu nefesh, which were iyash la'sais from Erev Yom Tov, like here, it first caved in on Yom Tov, so she didn't have to think about Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to fix it up even on Yom Tov. Faita, Omalei Rav l'shmaya, Rav told the servant, Tovali baravza, go make me a nice duck, like roast me a duck. The izdoya mecharuchim, be very careful it does not burn. So Rashi says, totally aviz betanash atiruim haiktanim. And there was a small oven, and they used to hang it, the duck inside. And he told him, be careful it should not burn. So Rashi says, kolaymer, what he meant to say was, goref es ataner, make sure the taner is cleaned out first. It should not be like baking from before. So you see, also he held, you're allowed to clean out the taner, goref es ataner is also mutter on Yom Tov. Omalei Ravina Ravashi. Ravina told Ravashi. Omalon Rav Acha Mehutzel. Rav Acha Mehutzel, Omalon Rav Acha Mehutzel, Demar, Shakin Le Tanura B'Yom Tova. That he told us over that you, that Ravashi, Shakin Le Taruna means, Rashi says, Avdei Adonai Tochen Tzvivois Kisei. That they used to put a lot of paste around the opening of the Tanur, with like cement, betit, Shloyetze Choymai. In order that the heat should not come out of it, and the tzli inside should be done very good. So that's what they used to do on Yom Tov. Shak and Le Tanura, they used to like smear down, cement down the opening of the tanur with dirt like B'Yom Tova. Omalei, so he answered back, Anan, Arakta de Pros, Sanchinim. With Seimach and Arakta de Pros, Rashi says, Al Svosha Shapras on the Smochim, Bedobish and Ono Srichim, Legabel Tit, Shasvas Pras Tit Megubalu. In other words, this cement like we're using, we don't have to be gofer, we don't have to mix it up with the water and the cement on Yom Tov, because mixing the water into the sand may be a question of lash. So he said, we don't have to make this cement. It's like a ready-made, like the arakta, the pras, the ground that's near the nohara pras, that itself is very good dirt to use for covering it. So therefore, we're allowed to use it. In other words, to make cement, you're not allowed to make cement. You're not allowed to put the water into the dirt, like to make it. That's lush. But if it was already made from before Yom Tov, then it's mutter. V'ani mili hu ditzari miyesmo. There's also davka, so Rashi says, ois osa bo simin, v'nitko letzadachi. You made a simin like it's not muksa. You set it aside, you know what you want to use. So ditzari miyesmo, you made a simin, you made a sign on it. And Amar Ravina said, v'kitma shori. You should know, kitma means, Rashi says that means like ashes, legov loiv latuach boid lav bagibelhu. To put water into ashes and to use that to cover up the top of the oven, that would be mutter. Ashes is not a bagibel because ashes and water doesn't get to a substance that's not called lush. So the kitma shari, to put water into ashes to make a mixture in order to put that on the top of the oven to keep it tight closed, that's mutter to do even on Yom Tov. Weiter, then the Mishnah said, V'yein ma'kifin shtei chavyis. You're not allowed to put together two barrels together, and like it's like building, and you're putting the pot on top of it, and the fire is in between it. Omer Rav Nachman, avonim sho beis akisei. The stones that you use for beis akisei to sit on, mutal et sadadun b'yom tov. You're allowed to move them around on Yom Tov. You can be mitzadad them. In other words, like these big stones they used to use, and you're allowed to move them one next to another, in order to make like a sitting place that you could use for Beis HaKisei. So Gemara yes, Eisvei have a kashin. It's Eisvei Rabbi Rav Nachman. Our Mishnah says, Ein makifen shtei chovyus. You're not allowed to put like two barrels close together, lishboi salei masagder, in order to put the pot on top of them. You see, it's called building. So why over here by the Beis HaKisei are you allowed to? Or Malay answered back, Shani hosam, mishun dekovid holo. Over there, when you're putting the two barrels next to one another, and you want to put the pot on top of it, the pot is like an oil. That's like a roof on top. So when you're making the oil, that's also to do. Mashenkin over here by the Beis HaKis, you're not making the oil. You're just putting two stones one next to another. You can sit on top of them. So without you, like, there's no oil, so then it's mutter. Or there's no, like, covering on top. If you want to build like a platform on Yom Tov, to lay over the hole, you're not making a roof on top, you're not making an oil. You want to tell me like you're allowed to build? In other words, you want to tell me the only Issa building is only when you have a roof, and you don't have a roof, just two sides, there's no Issa build binyan. So if so, you should be allowed to make a platform on Yom Tov in the case where you're not making the Rashi. The Istaba means kisein shel binyan le binyan v'tit. Like to make a chair, you should be allowed to make a chair then on Yom Tov. And we know you're not allowed to make a chair on Yom Tov. There's also an Issa binyan on Yom Tov. So how come? So Gemara says, Omalei hosom binyan kfa osra Torah. Over there where you're making an Istaba real chair that's going to stay permanent, that's an Issa deraisa. So that there's no heter to do. Mashenkein binyan arai, but in our case, where you're making this Beis HaKisei, you're putting the stones together, it's not a permanent sitting there. It's like osu Torah, it's not osu midiraisa. The gozer rabbona now binyan arai mishum binyan kva. It's only osu midirabbona, the rabbona made exera not to make a binyan arai, maybe you come to make a binyan kva. For hocha, in our case now, by making a Beis HaKisei, mishum kvoidoi, because of the covet of a person, like gozer will be rabbona. The rabbona will not gozer. They let you make your Beis HaKisei on Yom Tov, which means you'll have to take the two or three stones and put them together one next to another and in order in a manner that you'll be able to sit on them. So that's mutter to do even with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan weren't geyser b'shem kovod hodim. Omer Rav Yehuda, hi medurta. If you have this medurta, a medurta means like a pile of bricks of wood. Like you want to make a big bonfire, so you want to pile up the woods one on top of another. Like Rashi says, Hester Godel, a very big bonfire. Shoysel lifnei son, and make in front of the princesses. Kederach binyan oysel like kecholim. The dalag ruchais they put on all four sides, and they put the wood one on top of another, and it looks like an oil now. So if you want to make this bonfire, just setting up the woods on Yom Tov is milmalo lamatashori. You have to do it with a shinui, a little bit different than you do on the weekday. There is, you have to go upwards, downwards. But milmato lamala rosa, from starting downwards, like normally, you put first the bottom brick, the bottom layer of wood. Then on top of that, that's osur. That looks like derech binyan, that's osur. So Rashi says, milmato lamala. Lesader eitzim shok solim tchila lasa saleim agag asurim. That's the derech binyan who, to do from down up. But milmato lamata lahaschot tchila min agag. First, like, make the roof. The wood going straight across on top. And then you'll hold up the wood, and then later first you put the woods on the side, like the walls, to hold it up, that's mutter. Since you're doing a shinu, first you're making the roof, and then you're making the sides, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. And the Gemara says, the same halacha applies by a nig.